Time for WITY Profile. Chad Baker from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios taking us to Vetersburg today. And we're talking with the Ileana Antique Power Association President Kathy Kyle. Their 43rd annual Antique Power Exhibition is coming up July 18th through the 20th. That is located at 986 Briscoe Road in Williamsport. We'll get you the details on where exactly that's at, along with everything that is coming up in the schedule. Kathy, good talking to you today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about this event here, the Ileana Antique Power Association hosting Alice Chalmers Tractors, Waterloo Contract Engines, the feature brands. What is the anticipation for this event here this year? We've had it for 42 years heading into this. It keeps getting bigger and better all the time. And how are you guys outdoing yourself this year?
Well, we've got some new things that we're doing this year, and hopefully the weather's going to cooperate, which is big for us. Sometimes it's so hot you can't breathe. Other years it's pouring down rain, so we're hoping for something halfway between there. We do have a very shaded ground, so lots of big old hickory trees. Generally, it's usually not too bad weather-wise. First time we're trying a silent auction this year and anticipating some good things for that. We have activities for the kids. A lot of tractors on display. All the different little buildings on our grounds are open for the show. The quilters have their cottage open with quilted and sewing items for sale. All of the other, the post office is open. She has some activity for the kids, and just to go in and see the original Marshfield post office, which is super tiny. We have a milk house that has a display of all sorts of milking machines and milking memorabilia. A new one this year is one that we're calling the Loom House, which is housing a pre-Civil War weaver's loom that was donated by Warren County Historical Society. We're not exactly sure of the age, but have had some people look at it who are somewhat authorities on looms, and that's what they dated, and possibly having even been made in Europe and transported here.
Very nice. Now, we talked a little bit off air. Warren County Historical Society has also provided some items that you guys finally have in your possession. I think there may be a story a little bit behind that that you'd like to share, but tell us what those items are. I'm sure there's going to be some folks out there that might find that be of interest.
Okay, we have a number of antique farm implements and tools that were donated by the Historical Society. We do have them all labeled this year so that you know what you're looking at. There's some very unique pieces. There's a sleigh, a bobsled, an old log wagon, or actually it's a rock wagon, not a log wagon, and a lot of horse-drawn smaller implements, as well as some hand tools, too.
Very nice. I think a lot of folks will definitely be looking for that. Three times a day, sawmill demonstration, a couple times thrashing. You have some kiddie tractor pulls. And that's something we really want to hit home on. It's a full family environment. You have a lot of kids' activities as well.
We do. We've tried to increase our kids' activities the last couple of years. The kiddie tractor pull is a big hit. They love it, and it is funny. They get on there and just pedal their little hearts out, and the families get behind them, and it's a good time for all of them. We have scavenger hunts throughout the days. They can pick up the papers in the assembly hall and then search for different things over the grounds. And when they get it done, they get a free prize. We're not sure yet this year what it's going to be. Last year it was ice cream, so it'll be something they like.
I think ice cream's a pretty good prize there. It can't go wrong with that. There is going to be music from, is it Coop & Company?
Mm-hmm. Coop & Company from Covington will provide music on Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. in our pavilion. Just bring your lawn chairs and come and enjoy that evening. I think they play a wide variety of music genres, and kind of whatever you like, they'll probably have it.
Very nice. You have a flag raising and national anthem every day. Sunday morning, you even have a church service. I would imagine that that's probably a pretty popular church service for people to attend.
It is, for the ones that especially are camped there, and vendors, exhibitors that are staying all weekend, then they usually come there Sunday morning.
Very nice. Now, you have silent auction items. I know that that needs to be brought by noon on Friday. Can you allude to us any of the items that may be up for auction this year?
Well, so far we have a couple of beautiful stained glass pieces donated. We have a Milwaukee drill set, some baskets. One of them is Ileana memorabilia. Another one is a quilt with some accessories with it. There's all kinds of things.
And there may be some last-minute stuff that may even sneak in as well.
Oh, I'm hoping there'll be a lot. lot more. Yeah, that I keep promoting it. Hopefully people are out there trying to get donations for that.
Absolutely. One of the things that speaks to me personally, I love railroads, and you guys got the Pine Creek and Western Railroad out there, some train stations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, these are, well, they're not miniature. They're big enough you can sit on and ride. I don't actually know what the scale is on them, but there are several different ones. Some of them are steam, some of them are electric. There is a 1.5-mile track laid out that they just give rides as a donation for anybody, adults, kids, whomever wants to ride.
It's important to remember it's not all just tractors and implement. Those steam engines also served the train and the travel industry so much as well, and so that's why they're represented there. We've got corn shelling. We've got model scale engines, kids games, throttle engines, quilt. I mean, we could sit here and we could talk 20 minutes just what you have on the website here. And the website is IlianaAntiquePower.com. You can get the full schedule there. You can get all the details of what each of these are. But for folks that want to get involved with the organization itself, you guys are always looking for new members and to grow. Tell us a little bit about what folks need to do to get involved with the Iliana Antique Power Association.
Anyone can come and join us. Doesn't matter if you're Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, wherever. We're not particular about addresses. We do have a meeting once a month, except in July, January, and February we don't meet. Dues are $20 a year. If you're at the show and want to get a membership, just go to the Assembly Hall. The treasurer will be in there, and she takes care of all of our book work as well and can sign you up right at the show if that's what you decide to do. And that is per family.
So it's a family membership?
Yes.
Very nice. So are there any benefits, or are they just to help defray the cost and make the event more affordable?
Well, from then on, if you come to the show, you get in free.
Can't beat that. If you're looking to spend the whole weekend there, kind of travel back and forth, a great opportunity for folks to do that. We should mention $7 per person ages 13 and up at the gate, but there is so much to do, so much to see there. So we talked about the interesting address. It's 986 Briscoe Road, Williamsport, but if you're going to Williamsport, you're not going to find it. So tell us the best way to get there from Williamsport if you're heading that direction.
Okay, from Williamsport, you need to head north on 41. As you go up 41, you will see a sign that says Rainsville, 3 miles, and that's where you turn. And we're actually about 1.5 miles down that road before you come to Rainsville. Rainsville currently is a few houses, no post office. That's why we have a Williamsport address.
So really, when you lay it out that way, it sounds like it's pretty easy to find. And I know that you guys have an interactive Google map on the website that you can plan your trip. You know where it's at. You even got the pin. We're high tech nowadays, and folks can scan in on that map. You find that you're really not far away from where, like, the turn to go towards Pine Village is. If you went up towards that road, you went too far from the south. But one thing I do want to mention before we wrap up with you here, Kathy, it says it's new this year, Indiana Fairs and Festival bus on the grounds with music, bubble machine, handouts, and prizes. This sounds like it could be fun for just about everyone.
Indiana has a Indiana Fairs and Festivals Association that publishes a book where all of the events for Indiana are published and people can pick them up free. We are the only ones from Warren County that are listed in that book. This year, they're bringing their bus, which has a bubble machine, it has music, prizes, giveaways, and they will be in our daily tractor parade. I don't know that they will be there all 3 days, but I know that he's planning to be there at least one and possibly 2 days.
Very nice. So that is something to look forward to as well. It's coming up July 18th through the 20th, next weekend. Alice Chalmers Tractors, Waterloo Contract Engines are the featured brands, and it is the 43rd annual Antique Power Exhibition. Kathy, before we get off with you, anything we didn't mention, like I said, we could sit here and talk for hours about it, but anything that might be of note that folks need to know before they come out?
Well, if you want to do something for the weekend that maybe you haven't done before, come on out and see us. We got plenty of food vendors and all sorts of fun things for the whole family.
It's going to be a great time. We've been working with them for a few years now, and the 43rd annual Antique Power Exhibition anticipates to be bigger and better than any of the 42 before that. The Iliana Antique Power Association President Kathy Kyle spending time with us today on Profile. Kathy, thanks again. Appreciate the time and look forward to a fun event here this summer.
Thank you very much.
For WITY Profile, I'm Chad Baker.